A city official credited with guiding the successful development of several major projects in Springfield, Massachusetts, is planning to retire this summer. When Kevin Kennedy took the job of Chief Development Officer in 2011, he and Mayor Dominic Sarno agreed to set their sights high to try to bring the city back from both the devastating tornado earlier that year and the State Finance Control Board-imposed belt-tightening that had paired city services.
Some of the things that we accomplished here were nothing short of phenomenal, to be honest with you.
During the almost 8 years Kennedy has been overseeing economic development, more than $4 billion in private and public money has been spent, according to his office. Projects that were started and finished include the MGM Casino, Union Station, the CRRC Railcar Factory, and the development of a total of 400 market-rate apartments in downtown Springfield.
If you had a family, you'd say they're all equal. And I mean, obviously some of them are bigger and maybe more important in terms of economic impact. But you have to look at them collectively, and they all had a reason to happen.
Kennedy said fixing Springfield's downtown was a priority, despite criticism from some quarters that the city's neighborhoods were being neglected.
An urban area's reputation is based on what happens in the downtown, the central business district. And downtown's also a neighborhood. I mean, there are people that live down here. And, you know, everything that happens here creates your reputation. And, you know, now that you have a transportation center, you've got major outside investment, you've got market rate housing, you've got new policing. I mean, everything has changed dramatically. We changed the lighting.
An initiative that Kennedy said is among those he is most proud of is a program that offered financial incentives for the purchase and redevelopment of closed neighborhood fire stations. Three former firehouses have been redeveloped, with work now beginning on a fourth, according to Kennedy. A cancer survivor, Kennedy, who is 67, said his decision to retire stems from a desire to spend more time with his family, especially his grandchildren.
I feel great, and I'm really looking forward to the summer, to tell you the truth.
Kennedy came to City Hall in 1986 as chief of staff for then-Mayor Richard Neal. When Neal went to Congress in 1989, Kennedy joined his staff and was a senior aide for 22 years. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis, who attended Kennedy's retirement announcement at City Hall, credited him with driving a hard bargain over the casino development agreement.
He was tenacious in cutting a really aggressive deal for the city, and I give him a lot of credit for it. Really worthy adversary when it comes to the negotiation table.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said Kennedy's retirement is bittersweet.
I'm very grateful to him. He's always been a championship coach, and that's what he's been for me. Don't be surprised, though, if I don't call upon him maybe to bird dog a project or two.
Sarno said he will name a successor in the very near future. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.